Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a Rhode Island UFO Roundup. That's correct, a Rhode Island UFO Roundup. Now, if we go to UFOSightingsUSA.com, we can find some really cool recent sightings from the state of Rhode Island. We're told that there have been 590 officially reported UFO sightings in Rhode Island from 1970 to 2023. That Rhode Island ranks number 46 in the list of states with the most reported UFO sightings, and that adjusted for population size, Rhode Island ranks number 16 in the list of states with most reported UFO sightings. And they have an average of 0.98 reports per 100,000 residents. That's not bad. Now, Warwick, Rhode Island has the most with 50, Providence with 48, Cranston, Rhode Island with 38, South Kingston, Rhode Island with 33, and Woonsocket, Rhode Island with 28. Now, they've analyzed the sightings. They tell us the most commonly reported UFO shape or appearance is a light, 117 reports. That's almost 20%. July is the month with the most reported UFO sightings, 82. Saturday is the weekday with the most reported UFO sightings with 120 reports. And September 19th, 2009 is the single date with the most UFO sightings reported at 5. 2012 is the year with the most UFO sightings reported at 50 reports, and sightings occur more often during the night between the hours of 8 o'clock and midnight. Really cool stuff. Now we'll get into this here and take a look at some of these reports from the great state of Rhode Island. This first report comes to us from Riverside, Rhode Island. It says, while sitting with my boyfriend on a park bench on a clear and sunny day, I noticed a stationary object above the tree line across the bay. I pointed it out to him, and we assumed it was a plane due to its position in a common flight path. We observed it for about a minute, and it appeared to remain motionless before descending almost straight down toward the tree line. It paused briefly right above the tree line for another few seconds and then descended out of view. The entire encounter seemed to last 1 to 2 minutes. The date on that is 6/25/23, 6:41 p.m. It says UFO shape cigar. A lot of these, sometimes it seems like people are a little reticent to describe the actual craft when these things are so just kind of in your face, cigars and giant triangles and such. Remember, the more description, the better, but thanks for reporting this. Now, also, I did do a little bit of editing on some of these just to make them easier to read, not all of them. This is from Westerly, Rhode Island. It says, while stargazing, a shooting disc came flashing by. Definitely was not a star, though. Flashing light disc shape flew by. And that's 6/18/2023, 10:58 p.m. It says UFO shape flash. Well, they say here that it's a disc shape. It sounds to me like a flying saucer traveling at a pretty high speed, possibly. The third sighting here is from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. It says, I was driving on the interstate at night with my buddy heading to the casino when a very bright flashing light appeared on the horizon. I kept my eyes on the road the whole time, and it seemed to materialize almost out of thin air. It was flying with no curve to its direction or sound, no trail, nothing that would indicate it's possible with the technology we have. The UFO flashed twice. The second time it flashed, it had disappeared. It's absolutely impossible for it to have just vanished. By the time it blinked the second time, my buddy had also noticed the object flying at an extreme rate of speed, blinking and then disappearing. I know it couldn't have been an airplane or a helicopter. I have never seen something fly with such speed in a straight line without producing sound or by breaking the sound barrier. I have never reported a UFO sighting, and I've never experienced something like this in my life. I wish I had a video for better explanations. However, I also know that I couldn't have been the only one on that highway with my friend who had seen what we saw. If our eyes picked it up in the night sky among all those other dimmer lights from the planes and other civilized aircraft, others had to have seen it as well. Following the light dispersing in the sky out of nowhere, we saw multiple plane lights and helicopters stationed flying around the exact same area where we had seen the light. This also helped us distinguish the difference between what we saw and what we know is currently accessible technology. I'm not sure if the other aircraft were looking for what we had seen, but if it showed up on an airport radar and vanished, it would make sense. And that's from 12:20:22, 11:30 p.m. Says it lasted 3 seconds, maybe less. This is from Newport, Rhode Island. Says cone-shaped in its entirety, appearing to be all white light, headed toward Earth with movement that is similar to something that would be burning. The cone shape was made possibly by the tails, which seemed to come off the original, possibly round shape. Shape and tails were all the same color, white light. Movement appeared to be slowly descending based on the distance where it was observed. And this is 12:15:22, 2:33 p.m. Weird. UFO-shaped cone lasted, it says, not sure, less than 5 minutes. Does not sound like a meteorite to me. This is Little Compton, Rhode Island. Says, glowing orb. It was a gloomy, rainy day. I was standing at the top of the basement stairs watching a video on my phone when I noticed this ambient golden orb the size of a thumbnail. It was about 4 feet from the ground and only a foot away from me. It just hovered there and slowly drifted off to the left. Man, that's what you call up close and personal. I have had an experience seeing an orb myself. It was kind of a red one within maybe 20, 30 feet. Never something this close. This is really, really a neat sighting. 4 feet from the ground, only a foot away from him. Wow. That's dated 10-4-22, 4:09 p.m. It says UFO-shaped light lasted 3 seconds. Now, here's one from Warwick, Rhode Island. Says a string of lights, four in a line, one off center, was moving in a snake-like way up and down low in the sky. We were outside partying, and I pointed out the strange lights in the sky. There were four lights in a row, and one was off center. They moved in a weird snake-like way up and down and in a southwestern direction. I pointed them out, and two other people at the party saw what I was pointing out, what others didn't, despite looking where I was pointing. Common. People looking at the same thing, some of them see it, some of them don't. This observer effect. There's really something strange going on there with these things. He goes on and says, one person moved to follow the movement as it passed over my house, but I did not. I felt more than saw, but it felt like there was something invisible spinning around those lights. I know this is strange, but I very much got the impression that the four lights were one side of the craft and the off-center light was where the craft arched or bent. And the light was passing through an invisible disc. The people who saw it agreed, and it was strange, and we thought the movement was very odd. Suggestions of SpaceX and Starlink don't make much sense when compared to what I saw, but I suppose this isn't out of the question. It was low in the sky in relation to the building across the street from me. We weren't looking directly up, but it was on the horizon. Does not sound like Starlink to me. One of the people that saw it suggested it might have been a drone, but I didn't hear any noise from it, though we were at a party with music and about 10 people. Now, that sounds like a UFO to me. People always want to come up with these explanations, but what he's describing here, or she's describing here, does not at all sound like a drone or Starlink or anything like that to me. This is from 9:24, and that report was from 9:24:22, 9:40 p.m. It says UFO shape unknown. This next one's from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. It says, I was sitting on the steps on the deck in the backyard. Through the trees, I saw a bright light and thought it was odd. I got up and saw a semicircle of lights on a hovering circular object. The lights ranged from dull to bright, very slowly hovering from left to right. I ran inside to get my family to show them out of disbelief. They too saw the object, and we alerted the neighbor who also came out to see the strange hovering object. It stayed in the area for a good 30 minutes before rising higher in the sky and disappearing from sight. I also received a clearer image from another person via Facebook that captured a clearer image. Unfortunately, my phone doesn't capture night vision. Weird. That was September 15th, 2022, 9:10 p.m. It says UFO-shaped circle. This one's from Tiverton, Rhode Island, T-I-V-E-R-T-O-N. UFO interacting with plane, watching the sunset, it says. We saw a plane and its exhaust from the motor while watching the sunset. Behind it came an aircraft that flew directly through the single-engine plane's exhaust. That's weird. Normally, I don't see exhaust coming off single-engine planes, but whatever. It then slowly passed the plane and quickly put miles of space between them in seconds. The UFO flew out of my sight while the plane was still miles behind. The UFO did this with no sign of exhaust. The pilot of the plane that day was certain to have reported something unexplained. I did manage to capture the image right before it disappeared behind the city lines. This was the most vivid sighting I've ever had. Yeah, definitely you can tell left an impact on this person. That's from September 1st, 2022, 6:12 p.m. It says UFO shaped triangle. Sometimes I wish they'd put the shapes of these things in the first sentence or two so that we know what we're looking at. So this makes it a much more interesting sighting when he tells us that it was a triangle. Here's one from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Around 1:50 a.m., about 20 minutes after falling asleep, I remember waking up but suffering paralysis and experiencing contact with a ship. Oh, that does not sound good. I truthfully feel like I suffered sleep paralysis and while in it made contact and was teleported onto a ship that then flew at a speed beyond the comprehension of time. I felt the G-force of the craft that I was teleported onto fly. I saw a porthole of some sort through which I passed as I heard an electric style, peaceful yet energetic music playing that made me feel I wouldn't be in harm's way. It happened extremely fast. While in and out of sleep, I remember seeing the craft hover over the home I am at slowly. Then a bright beam of light through the picture window teleported me onto this bizarre craft. Once the experience was over, I lay in bed, still in a brief paralysis, semi-conscious, and began to dream. Then I woke up by my phone's notification sound, shaking from the experience, not knowing if it were real or if I was dreaming. That was until the next morning when my roommate and I spoke about it, and he began to show me photos of phenomena that he has experienced, and even snap photos of. It seemed real due to the teleporting and the feeling of flying, seeing the portal around me and hearing strange music, just as a peculiar experience that has never happened to me before in my life. Oh, that's weird. And that's 7:29:22, 1:55 a.m. UFO-shaped disc lasted. He says unaware of duration. And this is someone that might be a candidate to be checked out for implants. Sounds like there was could have been an abduction there. And they seem to be handling it okay though. Kansas City, Rhode Island, it says 7:28:22, 10 p.m. UFO-shaped light lasted 2 minutes or less. The top of a triangle of stars appeared to be moving. While staring at it, the lower right star took off upwards and to the right. During a family trip, while sitting on the steps of a World War I memorial, my fiancée and I were gazing at the stars. She pointed out a star that seemed to be moving in relation to the other stars near it. She pointed out a star that had two underneath it in a triangular pattern. It appeared that the top star might have been moving up and down slightly in relation to the other stars. I couldn't be sure if it was because the movements were so small. I thought it could be my eyes wanting to see something that wasn't there. As we were staring at this top star for roughly a minute, all of a sudden, the bottom right star of the triangle pattern made a rapid movement upwards, far past the reference point of the top star, then made a right turn at a 45 degree angle and disappeared. I couldn't tell you if the second movement was actually moving right or just pulled a great distance away. The movement was exactly like the UAPs seen in the Navy videos and others like it. Well, that's amazing. I got a few more here. It looks like West Warwick, Rhode Island, says big glowing red ball moving erratically. It was a big red glowing ball that moved weirdly in different directions, then took off. That's July 7th, 2022, 10 p.m. UFO shaped circle. I think what they mean is orb. Here's one from Jamestown, Rhode Island. It says Madar Site 43 is only 8 miles from North Kingston, had a spike in the magnetometer reading July 2nd, 2022, 5:05 p.m. UFO shape. It says blank lasted. Now, I don't know what the Madar site is. That's something I have to check into, honestly. Here's one from North Kingston, Rhode Island. It says 7:22:22, 5:05 p.m. UFO shaped diamond lasted, and it says no duration. The object was just hovering in midair, unlike any vehicle or object on Earth. It was not affected by the wind. If you look at the image below the object, you can see the air that looks oddly affected by the object, like a desert heat movie effect. The object did not move in the short time we viewed it, as we could not simply stop our vehicle on the bridge. There was absolutely nothing else around it or attached to it, so it makes no sense as to how it could just be hovering thousands of feet in the air. It was far too large to be a drone. Oh, that sounds neat. Here's one from, it says, Bristol, Rhode Island, dated 6/13/2022, 2:18 p.m. UFO-shaped changing, lasted 5 minutes. Interdimensional metallic cube. It was 2 p.m. when my wife and I were traveling through Cole State Park in Bristol, Rhode Island. We go to the park 5 times a week to see the deer and to get some exercise through a path that is set up for people to walk. on this particular day, I was traveling in the park, which is right next to Narragansett Bay. There is a rest area where I stopped at the restrooms for a minute. When I came out of the restrooms, something told me to look up in the sky. At 2:18 p.m., I witnessed a square metallic cube. No sound, no signs of propulsion, floated slowly over my head and my wife's head, who was looking out the window of the car at this UFO. It took a total of 5 minutes for this thing to totally vanish out of our sight of vision. Man, that's got to be amazing. You look up and see a giant metallic square just hanging out up there in the air. That's what I call a UFO. This is from Middletown, Rhode Island. It's dated 5/10/22, 6:17 p.m. UFO-shaped cigar lasted 5 to 10 seconds. Bright tic-tac-shaped UFO over Newport, Rhode Island. Very bright tic-tac-shaped object moving very slowly, if at all. No exhaust trail. Disappeared completely after 5 to 10 seconds. Neat. Here's one from, we're about done here. Here's one from East Providence, Rhode Island. 1/24/22, 9:36 p.m. It says, shape light, lasted 5 or so seconds. Caught on my ring camera, 30 seconds in. It isn't a straight line. It does move around, then disappears. So it's catching this thing, I suppose, on some sort of timed photography. Now, this is the last one here, I think. Newport, Rhode Island. It says, orange light changing to white, moving slowly without a sound. It was New Year's Eve at 9:50 p.m., and I was going outside to my garage. I was approaching the side door to enter when I looked at to my right, southwest, and saw an orange light moving toward me. I thought it was odd because of the collar, and it didn't have any marker lights, like aircraft, you know, red and green blinking. At that point, I decided to take out my cell phone and capture a picture of it. I had seen this orange light before and had just watched it go across the sky, wishing I had taken a picture. Well, this time I snapped photos to show my wife, who was in the house. I took some pictures as it moved above the trees by me, and I stopped when the object stopped moving in front of me because my flash was on, and I felt a very uneasy feeling as if it saw me. I don't mind saying I became concerned as I felt fear for my safety at this time. I stared at it, hovering there for about 1 minute, and then it shot straight up in the overcast. The object was moving from the southwest to the northeast, and it didn't make any noise at all, which I found very creepy to say the least. Just after this encounter, I turned around and went into my house because I was feeling a bit afraid and wanted to tell my wife what had just happened to me. I entered my house and said to my wife, I just saw an object in the sky, and it was a strange caller. Then went on to say, I took some pictures of it. I took out my phone and said, here, take a look, and she joked, was it a UFO? She looked at the pictures and said, that is odd. Did you enlarge the pictures? I said, no. We call her the cropping queen because she always crops her pictures. I went on to do exactly that, and when I zoomed in on the pictures, I was shocked at the detail. I'm not sure what to do with these pictures because they are not some type of fake or Photoshop BS like you see online. I went online and can't find anything close to what I have on my phone. I would like to take a lie detector test to prove my story is real and the photos are the real deal. They offer some very interesting details that I cannot explain. And that's dated 12/31/21, 9:51 p.m. Look, you don't have to take a lie detector test, my friend. Just share these things online. Put them on Twitter. Share them on Facebook. Share them on YouTube. You can send them to UFO Warning Twitter site, and I'll post them. Just share them with everybody you know. Get them out there. And the people that are going to believe you are going to believe you. And the people that aren't going to believe you, you're not going to convince them of anything anyway. But thank you very much for the report. Thanks to all these folks from Rhode Island for doing such a great job describing the things that they've seen, sharing those reports with us. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.